the more I give, the lighter I will get. I mean, this we do not understand. And that's what the unfortunate situation is. So we always say that it's somebody else's fault because I hold the gun on his hand and say that you are mine, and as soon as I put the gun, he hits me. And I say, he hit me. Well, he hit me, of course he hit me. I'm trying to possess the guy. He doesn't want to be possessed by me. But I give him my jacket, it may not fit him, let's throw it away. But still he will have a good feeling to me. You know, he'll say, well, he's nice, you know, he gave his jacket to me, although I cannot use it. That selfishness, self-centeredness, masochism. It's hurting yourself. Yeah. At the same time, you're both masochistic and sadistic. You're hurting yourself, and you're hurting others too. I mean, what does they say that your left hand will not know what your right hand gives? I mean, even when you give something and expect thanks from the person, is wrong. That cancels your generosity, it cancels your good deed. I mean, if I give something to somebody and he thanks me, finished. No? Or I expect him something in return, that's... I mean, same thing in prayer. I mean, if I pray Allah Ta'ala asking him to give me a job, a car, a house, or something of the sort, that's not praying, that's business, you know? And the name of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Wedud, the meaning of Ya Wedud, to love without any return, without expectation of any return. That's where the peace is, that's where the comfort is, that's where the salvation is. If you fight, no matter how strong you are, you're going to lose. There is no benefit in fighting. There is no winner in fighting. This we experience it. If you are a woman, when you breastfed your child, I mean, you had that feeling. And we get married and we don't even know what's the meaning of sex. I think you think that the meaning of sex is the fun when you get it when you know. That is not. It you see, another polite name of sex is intimacy. What is intimacy? Openness. Jimmy, you know? That you're all open to the lover, and the lover looks at you all open, you look at the lover, it's all open. You know, everything's there. You know, nothing is hidden. You know? And that's what's wonderful about sex, and that's what's wonderful about love. You know, and but no, we don't know. We don't know it at all. It's relieving. It's almost like going to the bathroom. Yeah. That's why, for instance, Islam, sex is extremely important. I mean, if you satisfy each other in sex, you know, you are getting Allah reward you. Yeah. But what does it satisfy? That you're all open, is open, there you are. I mean, everything is all open, all sincere, yeah. And yet, I mean, everything is clearly taught to us. And we don't have any excuse. But we opt to be an animal rather being a human being. To be a human being is to be a Muslim. And that's the meaning of Islam. Islam, I mean, if we are practicing Islam, is that we are trying to become a human being as Allah meant us to be. The supreme creature. Ahsani Taqbim, he says, he created us. We are not meant to hurt each other, we are meant to help each other. Why don't we go and do the zikrullah first and the prayer last?